If you sum up the passage you've just heard, it's talking about something we deal with every day in our American culture and probably in our worldwide culture, competition. I mean, America and our marketplace is really built around competition, trying to outdo one another, get the best advantage, make the most money. As a matter of fact, some of that competition has driven some of our companies and some of our CEOs to do horrible things that have hurt our nation, hurt the employees who made them rich beyond their wildest dreams, all in the name of competition and getting ahead. Now, competition's not a bad thing in and of itself. I mean, we see that very much in sports. We enjoy our football games and basketball and soccer and all kinds of competitions that we see in our sports-minded culture. And there's a lot of good in that. There's even, I think, some good in the idea of competition in business to a degree. But when we carry it too far, it feeds our pride and our ego and can destroy us. And when it takes over our lives, it can destroy companies and wipe out retirement plans that people have been investing in for a lifetime. This passage talks about a different kind of competition. This passage talks about outdoing one another in good, godly things. And that's what we need in the life of the church, to be the kind of people that God has called us to be. We're called to have a competition within the church that's different from the competition out there in the world. Our competition is not to get one up on one another. Our competition is not to come to church wondering if we're dressed better than someone else. Our competition is not to come to church to see if we can rush to our favorite pew and beat out the competition for sitting in our spot. You know, there are those kind of competitions that exist in the life of the church. You know, thank goodness we basically use one florist. But I've been in churches where people even had competitions to outdo one another with the flowers on the altar. I've seen Sunday school classes that tried to outdo one another in how nice their Sunday school class was. And we've got nicer chairs. Or we've got the same folding chairs, but we've got pads on ours. You know, that spirit of competition can really eat into us. Paul is telling us that if we really want to be Christian, if we really want to capture the Christian message, if we really want to do all the good things that he's telling the Christians gathered together in the church in Rome to do, that the best way to do that is just outdo one another in love. Just really, if you're going to compete, compete by just loving the daylights out of one another. Just going the extra mile, doing more than you're asked to do. You know, last Sunday someone said, you know, we need to work on getting more people into the life of the church, and that's certainly a part of what we need to do as a church. And, you know, I didn't count on the rain lasting all the way this week, but I figured Labor Day would take its toll on our attendance. Good thing we planned a baptism and had an extra 30 or so people here, or we'd have been in pitiful shape this morning. But one of the things that has saddened me as a pastor is to visit inactive church members and hear them say, I didn't feel that loved and accepted. Not just once or twice, but a pattern of that. Now, I think those of us who come here feel like we're pretty friendly people. But are we competing to outdo one another in how friendly and loving we are. I don't think so. I think we're just being sort of normal friendly. And see, God wants us to be abnormal friendly, abnormal in our loving, abnormal in the way we reach out to other people. He wants us to just really go overboard in the name of Jesus Christ. Last year, during our stewardship campaign, someone wrote a letter. And you know, I'd been saying this sometimes on Wednesday night and in other sessions, and people say, well, I don't know, I think people are misperceiving us. But I got something in writing. Someone so hurt from years ago, coming, trying to be an active part of the life of the church, and just felt like we didn't go far enough to show the love of Christ. The question is, are we competitive when it comes to loving in the name of Jesus? Are we willing to compete and want to be the best people we possibly can when it comes to showing the love of Christ to one another and to each other when we gather here on Sunday morning? Or are we just conveniently friendly? That if you miss a week or two, you know, we recognize, well, that person is in church, and I wonder where they were. And when they show up, we tell them, gee, I missed you the last couple of Sundays. But who picked up the phone and called them and said, you know, we met at church? Now, they might have had some real good reason for not being there. They might have been worshiping in another church. But where is our enthusiasm to be competitive in our loving spirit that we're reaching out, going overboard to show people that we love them in the name of Jesus Christ? This morning, we're celebrating the gift of love that God has offered to us in the sacrifice of His Son upon the cross. And we have an empty cross up here because that Son lives and reigns in heaven. And when we share the cup and the bread, we are to remember the marvelous love of God poured out for you and me. We celebrated in a baptism, another gift of grace, where God invites us into His family and says, I'm going to make you one of my own. I embrace you. Now, not all denominations baptize infants. And that separates some denominations. Why do we do that? Well, we're not doing it really in the spirit of competition. But we're doing it in the Methodist tradition. Because when a child's parents believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when that child is born, the love of Christ is already embracing them. And the family coming forward with their family and their friends to surround that child in the presence and company of God's people is God confirming that by being in this environment where we seek to outdo one another in love, that this child is assured of living in the grace and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're bold enough to do it for a child who doesn't understand what's going on. Till that time when they can affirm for themselves their own personal belief that the love of God, the grace of God, is so wonderful that it can embrace that little child and say, you're mine. You don't have to wait till your mind and spirit understand this completely. You're mine. You were mine when you were conceived in your mother's womb. And we're just affirming that today. God outdid God's self in sending His Son into the world and inviting us to share in that wonderful grace. Paul, speaking to the church at Rome, says, if you want to do and live by all these good things I'm talking about, then just keep one thing in mind. If you're going to be competitive, I want you to work as hard as you can to outdo one another in being loving people. And by that one thing, we can change the world. We can change this church. We can change the lives of people who've never been to a church. If we'll compete in outdoing one another in love. If we'll go overboard in being friendly on Sunday mornings. If we'll go overboard in our attempt to show people that we love and care for them. That's what Paul wanted for the church in Rome. That's what he wants for the church today. Let us commit ourselves to a spiritual competition to outdo one another in the way we show love. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you that you held back nothing when you gave your Son to the world. May we put everything that we are and can be into outdoing one another in love and kindness, not only in the life of the church, but in our daily lives, to show forth that we belong to you, a God who cannot be outdone in love. These things we ask in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.